So for years, the promise of truly personalized AI, it's always come with this really heavy cost,
Yeah,
right?
right.
You're basically handing over the keys to your entire digital kingdom, your health data, your finances, your deepest thoughts to some massive cloud company.
Right.
We've just assumed that was the only way.
That centralization was the path to intelligence.
Exactly. But what if that whole paradigm just shifts? What if your personal AI becomes completely decentralized? What if the brain that processes everything about you lives entirely in your home and you're the only one in control?
It's a huge question.
It is. And today we're doing a deep dive into a platform that claims to do just that. It's called the Linkbox AI platform. We're going through their user documentation, version 1.0 from January 2026, which covers their apps and this dedicated hub device.
We've got a listener mission today.
We do. We've got two big questions we really need to get to the bottom of. First, how does a platform that pulls in data from over 50 different sources actually manage all that information without, just creating instant overload?
Yeah, the signal-to-noise problem.
For sure. And second, is the technical jump to a privacy-first local AI system actually worth the investment compared to the cloud services we all use today?
It's clear. Linkbox is making a monumental bet here, and they really boil it down to three core principles.
Okay.
They lead with privacy first. That means local processing is the default, it's the rule. Then they promise a completely unified experience across every single device. And finally, open integration connecting with those 50-plus services you mentioned.
Okay, let's unpack that privacy-first architecture because that feels like the foundation for this entire system.
It is.
The central premise is that AI processing happens on your device by default. So if your digital self is your data, that digital self literally never leaves your personal domain.
That mechanism is the crucial difference. I mean, they're not just promising privacy, they're architecting for it. You see the standard enterprise-grade stuff, AES 256 encryption at rest and in transit, but the real commitment is built on their zero-knowledge architecture,
Zero knowledge.
meaning the system is designed to meet, not just aim for, critical regulations like GDPR, CCPA, and HIPAA readiness, precisely because the sensitive payload is never even visible to the company.
And while the default is local, they do allow for redundancy. So if you want to back up your massive unified knowledge base, how does that work while keeping that privacy promise?
You can absolutely opt in to a cloud backup, but, and this is the key, the user remains the sole custodian of the encryption key. The data is encrypted before it ever leaves your local device.
So it's uploaded as just a scrambled mess.
Exactly. The company only holds the ciphertext. You hold the key to the plain text.
Now, to process enterprise-grade AI locally, that means we have to talk about some serious hardware, which brings us to the Linkbox Hub. This physical machine is effectively your own private cloud server.
It really is the brain in the room. And it looks, really understated. It's a 4-inch matte black cube designed to just blend in. But what's inside is anything but.
And it comes with a high price tag to match that commitment. We're talking $1,299 shipping in Q2 2026. This really forces us to ask, is that technical jump worth that price for the average, highly informed user?
Well, you have to look at the power required for that zero-knowledge architecture to even work. That price is paying for the dedicated silicon needed to run these intense personalized AI models. It's got a quad-core ARM CPU, sure, but the true powerhouse is the specialized dedicated neural processing unit, the NPU.
And what does that deliver?
It delivers a whopping 40 TOPS, that's tera operations per second of hardware AI acceleration. That's what allows all the complex analysis and search to stay completely local, offloaded from your phone or your laptop.
So instead of piping your entire medical history or your investment portfolio up to Google servers for processing, the hub is doing all of that heavy lifting right there on your desk.
Exactly. And it backs that up with a terabyte of encrypted NVMe SSD storage. But they didn't stop there. They really designed it to be the digital cornerstone of your home. It's got Wi-Fi 6E, Bluetooth 5.2, and crucially, it's also a Threadborder router and a Matter controller.
So it's a universal smart home hub as well.
A full-blown one. And since it has an always-on 6-microphone far-field array, it's clearly positioned to be the main voice interface for your whole ecosystem.
Okay, let's shift gears to the input problem. If Linkbox promises this unified experience across health, finance, and knowledge, it has to solve the friction of just getting the data in. How have they tackled that?
They've aimed for total coverage. So you find the free apps on iOS and Android, of course, and a full web platform that, yes, supports installation as a progressive web app, which gives you desktop functionality, offline use, notifications, all of that.
But the real challenge is capturing content from 50 different places, social media, Substack, note apps like Notion or Obsidian, cloud drives. How do you actually get that data in quickly?
They focused on making the process almost invisible. So on mobile, it's the simple share button you already use. On desktop, there are browser extensions that let you highlight a snippet of text and save it instantly.
Uh-huh.
But I think the most platform agnostic, lowest friction method that they have is just simple email forwarding to their capture address, capture@linkbox.ai.
And that's a key differentiator, right? That attention to seamless capture. It basically turns any email client you have into a direct input source for your personal AI.
It does.
And speaking of efficiency, I really appreciate the consistency in their design. The quick capture shortcut is standardized as CMDCtrl+K across every single platform. That suggests a really deep understanding of user workflow.
And that workflow integration extends right into the mobile operating systems themselves. On iOS, they've leveraged deep Siri shortcuts integration. You can use voice commands like, "Hey Siri, add this to my knowledge base." You've got an Apple Watch companion for quick voice capture, and even CarPlay integration for safe, hands-free note-taking while you're driving.
And it's just as integrated on Android with Material U theming and Google Assistant commands. So this isn't an app that just sits in a silo. It really embeds itself into whatever device you own.
It's meant to be part of the fabric of your digital life.
Which brings us back to that central question you brought up. How does it manage this overwhelming torrent of data without just turning into a digital swamp? This is the moment that 40 TOPS NPU has to justify its existence.
Right, and this is all driven by what they call the personal knowledge graph. So instead of relying on folders or even tags, the AI automatically analyzes every single input notes, articles, photos to extract the entities, terms, concepts, and then it discovers the connections between them.
So it's finding links you didn't even know were there.
Exactly. The aha moment for a user is seeing how, for instance, a research paper on neuroscience you captured last week automatically connects to your meeting notes from 2 months ago on team structure. Just because the AI found, say, shared authors or similar terminology you hadn't manually linked, it creates context you didn't know you had.
It's the difference between having a library and having a librarian who remembers every book you've ever read and tells you exactly which page relates to your current problem.
That's a great way to put it. And the system uses this graph to power what they call smart collections.
Okay, so what are those?
They're dynamic, auto-organized collections based on AI rules you can define. So you could set a rule like content tagged finance, A&D, from the source Wall Street Journal, and that collection just updates instantly every time you capture a new relevant article.
And once that really detailed graph is built, the search methodology has to change fundamentally. We move past simple keywords and into the realm of RAG search, retrieval augmented generation.
The power of RAG is semantic search. It understands the meaning and the context of your question, not just the keywords. So you ask, what did I learn about nutrition last month? The system doesn't just find a file named nutrition.doc. It retrieves the most relevant passage. Or it might even synthesize an answer based on all your disparate articles, notes, and photos. You're literally querying your collective life experience, not just a database of file names.
And the high-value payoff for all that dedicated processing power has to be the multi-document synthesis feature.
Oh, absolutely. This is truly an enterprise-level research tool brought down into the personal sphere. You can select, say, 3 to 10 related documents, maybe complex research papers or detailed client memos, and you tell the AI to synthesize them into a specific format.
And you choose the format.
You choose the synthesis type.
Yeah.
A summary, compare and contrast, a timeline, key takeaways, or even a full research brief. It merges all that information into one coherent, structured output instantly.
That use case of merging, say, 3 different sets of meeting notes to automatically generate a prioritized action item list, that's massive for productivity.
It saves hours of manual review. It's a huge time saver.
So we know the system can capture everything and organize it intelligently. Let's look at how this unified knowledge base actually impacts day-to-day life management, starting with health and wellness.
Sure. So naturally, it syncs the standard metrics like steps, sleep quality, heart rate, all that stuff via HealthKit or Google Fit. But the key AI breakthrough here is in frictionless data entry, especially for nutrition.
You mean the photo recognition?
Right. Of the 4 meal logging methods, which include voice, barcode scan, and manual entry, the photo recognition is the game changer. You just snap a picture of your plate, and the AI analyzes the ingredients, estimating the calories and macros for you.
And the output from that isn't just a spreadsheet of numbers. It's unique intelligence drawn from combining all your data streams together.
Precisely. The system generates specific, actionable AI insights by cross-referencing everything in your graph. For example, it might surface an insight like, we've observed a clear correlation between your sleep quality scores and the days you do a high-intensity workout.
Which lets you adjust your recovery protocol immediately.
Right away. It's proactive.
Okay, switching to finance. This feels like the ultimate test of that privacy-first promise. What's the scope and the security for managing our most sensitive information?
The scope is extensive. It syncs with over 12,000 banks, brokers, and crypto exchanges. The security remains bank-level 256-bit encryption, and access is strictly read-only. No funds can ever be transferred or moved by the platform.
And the AI's primary role here is to take those messy, often vague transaction descriptions and turn them into structured budgeting data?
Yeah, the AI is engineered for high-accuracy transaction categorization, and they claim over 90% accuracy. It supports flexible models, so whether you do zero-based budgeting or a simpler framework, it works. But the real value is in the proactive financial recommendations it provides, because it has that complete overview of your spending.
You know, that level of financial scrutiny is amazing, but it also raises a philosophical question. If an AI finds every inefficiency for you, does that erode the skill of active budgeting and, you know, just financial awareness?
I think it shifts the task from manual labor to decision-making. The system isn't budgeting for you. It's providing intelligent alerts. For example, it might prompt you, your subscription spend is $127 a month. Based on usage data, we recommend reviewing these three unused services.
So it transforms observation into a directive for action.
Exactly. You still have to make the call.
Finally, let's look at productivity and managing the calendar, especially meetings, which are notorious for requiring a ton of context.
This is where the unification of the calendar and the knowledge graph really shines. It's a feature called automatic briefings. 30 minutes before a scheduled event, the AI leverages that 40 TOPS NPU to compile a comprehensive document for you.
What's in the briefing?
It includes attendee profiles, relevant past meeting notes, any specific documents related to the topic that it pulls from your knowledge graph, and it even suggests agenda points. You walk into the meeting already fully contextually aware.
That means you no longer spend 15 minutes before a meeting frantically searching through old emails and files. The context is just delivered to you.
Proactively. And for the deep work side of things, the AI is analyzing your calendar to identify optimal focused time slots. It suggests specific blocks, and when those blocks begin, it can automatically shift your device into do not disturb mode to maximize the quality of that deep work.
So we started this deep dive wondering how Linkbox AI manages all this complexity without overload and what the true value of local processing really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've seen that the system manages complexity by unifying these disparate data streams, knowledge, health, finance, and using that 40 TOPS NPU to transform raw input into highly organized, actionable output. That's the personal knowledge graph and the multi-document synthesis.
It solves overload by giving you intelligence, not just access to data.
Exactly.
And the difference between Linkbox and a cloud AI really comes down to digital sovereignty. It's the shift from renting AI processing power and sacrificing data control to actually owning the entire platform. The hub is the guarantor of that privacy promise.
It's the physical manifestation of it.
Right. Which leads us to the final provocative thought we want to leave you with. Given the increasing demand for deep personalized AI analysis across all aspects of life, from your finances to complex health insights, does achieving true digital sovereignty now require owning dedicated hardware, like the $12,299 Linkbox Hub, to ensure that both the processing power and the privacy guarantees remain entirely within your own four walls?